And we are joined now by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, which just over the weekend had a pretty significant event, a teach-in on the Confederate battle flag, which I was out of town all weekend and I wasn't able to be there for it, but I was following it on social media and I got a lot of feedback and a lot of buzz. So Anna, thanks for being here.
Thanks. Great. We had a great learning experience on Saturday with the Confederate flag discussion. Great panelists. We had a good turnout. There was lots going on Saturday morning, but we had a great turnout and some really good dialogue and interaction. So looking forward to the conversation continuing.
What are the next steps beyond
the teach-in Saturday? I have to mention, Orange is Northern Orange School District is in the middle of a long, protracted conversation about this and really moving. They had a children's march yesterday.
In Eflin, yeah.
In our community, one of our purposes was to start a dialogue. I think some people signed up. We had people who were interested in working with us on this further. I think our thoughts right now are we have to come together as a community and decide what kind of community we want to have. I think that's really what this is about. And so we're going to talk some more. And we had some school board members there. We had some council members there. And just a great cross-section of the community. And I can say I thought I knew a lot about this subject, but I had a great learning myself.
I was going to ask, what did you learn?
Well, one of the things, Dr. Reg Hildebrand, who I had heard of, he's a professor emeritus from UNC History Department, but he read the actual words from the bills of succession from the state of South Carolina, Georgia, and I think Texas. And I had never heard those words before, or neither had I read the transcripts of what these states actually said. And so, there's a lot of conversation about Southern heritage and about liberty and why the Civil War was fought. And those words make it, very clear that it was about slavery. It was about the total dehumanization of a people and their right to those states' right to claim persons as property. And but it was chilling, and as an African American person, it was particularly chilling to hear the words. And so I was kind of drop jawed at just hearing it, and it's actually energized me to do a little more reading of some of those words. And I'd invite anybody who has doubts or questions about what all this is about to just read a little bit, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and the funny thing is about that is that all of this is available online. Like,
yes.
You get people who tell this story about, oh, the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. You can get online and do a Google search and see the statements that each individual state made. And you're right. It's like one after the other after the other, and it was slavery, 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 with a couple of other issues maybe thrown in, but it was definitely slavery, slavery, slavery. Yeah. And you talk about, we talk about states' rights as being an issue. The other fascinating thing about sort of the documentation from that period, the Confederate Constitution makes it very clear that states, first of all, it's about slavery, slavery, and also states do not have the right to prohibit slavery.
Yes.
It's in the Constitution.
Yes.
So
yes.
Slavery takes precedence over states' rights, and that was at the time of the Civil War.
More to come.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely more to come. There is another forum in Northern Orange, I believe June 8th, I think is the date for that. But we're on our way to Raleigh today at 6 o'clock, rain or shine.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
There is the, on the Bicentennial Mall, there's a rally to proclaim that health care is a human right and a moral requirement. So Rain or Shine. It's an effort to let voices be heard and to speak out against elected officials here in North Carolina who are still resisting healthcare expansion. And particularly poignant on a day like today when the new budget comes out at the federal level that takes $1 trillion away from healthcare. That's going to impact a lot of people from our Medicare. So Rain or Shine, come to Bicentennial Mall at 6 o'clock. Given your traffic report, I'm going to leave here and head straight that way. But I think it's really a great message to send. And kind of in that same vein, tomorrow at North Carolina Central University, there's a legislative forum on healthcare stories. And so that really will put a human face to the trillions of dollars. So there are going to be life stories from families who are affected by not having adequate health care. There'll be a panel of state legislators there. So it's really about how can we protect some of the health care that folks have had, many for the first time ever with the Affordable Care Act, and what they're looking at in terms of that care being taken away. So that's tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30, Wednesday, May 24th, in the Miller Morgan Building at North Carolina Central University in Durham. And the mission for that is quality, affordable health care for all. So two opportunities. You can come with me tonight at 6 o'clock, Bicentennial and Mall, or tomorrow inside. Looks like it's still going to be rainy tomorrow. So inside at North Carolina Central University in Durham.
And that's at 6:30 tomorrow?
That's 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow evening.
Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.wordpress.com. If you want more information about the Chapel Hill Carborough branch and upcoming events, is that a good place to go to get information on the NC Central event too?
Yes.
Or is there a better place?
I think we have this, but the sponsor is the Coalition for Healthcare of North Carolina, and they have chcnc4usa@gmail.com. So that's a project that we're supporting and going to learn more again.
Very cool. Anything else upcoming that people want to know
about?
Got
to mention our big town hall coming up on June 3rd. We've got another week for that. But a rare opportunity to see all three of our representatives, Greg Meyer, Verla Insko, and Valerie Fouché, in one setting, talking about everything that's going on in our state legislature, and opportunity to hear their perspective, ask questions, and think about what we can do as citizens to revive democracy. Our theme is democracy revival. I think all the actions and activity and energy this year is certainly a revival of democracy in our state. This is what democracy looks like in terms of people getting engaged and involved. So again, that's on Saturday, June 3rd at the Carborough Century Center. Doors are going to open about 9:30. We'll get underway at 10 a.m. It's scheduled from 10 to 12. Again, that's sponsored by us along with WIF, and we hope folks will come out and have this great opportunity to talk to all three of our representatives.
All right, sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, naacp.wordpress.com to get more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough branch of the NAACP and get more info about all of those events coming up. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.